Do you want me to tell you something which is better than, it has a better degree than prayers and fasting and charity? بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة. بأفضل. It is more rewarding. More rewarding than prayers and fasting and charity. They said, بلى يا رسول الله, please. He said, إصلاح ذات البين. When you fix the relationship between the people. When you mediate, when you spend some time, because this is not an easy task. Some people are not going to like it. Some people are not going to listen. Some people are not going to respect you. But you spend your energy until you achieve this goal. إصلاح ذات البين. Bringing people together. Creating peace. Creating stability in the society. Love and compassion and respect among people. Teach them how to respect each other. How to treat each other. إصلاح ذات البين. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, صدقة يحبها الله. An act of charity that God loves and adores. What is it? He said, إصلاح بين الناس إذا تفاسدوا. Reparation. Reparation between people when the relationship is corrupted. It goes bad. So your job is to repair that relationship, is to fix it, is to reform it. Reparation. إصلاح بين الناس إذا تفاسدوا وتقارب بينهم إذا تباعدوا. And reconnecting them when they go far from each other, when they turn their back to each other. This is your job. This is a charity, an act of goodness, an act of charity, an act of kindness that God loves. God loves to see some people being the sponsor of this, the pioneer of this. Islam is not just to pray in the mosque and go home and say, I don't care what is happening, I don't care, I don't interfere, I'm a nice guy. I just care about my life. No, you have to care about the lives of your community. Imam al-Sadiq said to one of his companions that once you see two people are not speaking to each other, or they have a conflict, or they have a dispute, let's say financial dispute. Two friends, they might have financial dispute. Go and use my money as a ransom. Use my money, I give you authority, and I will reimburse you. Go bring them together. If it costs $10,000 to repair this damage, give it. I will reimburse you. This is his hadith. His companion's name was Al-Mufaddal ibn Umar. He says to him, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ بَيْنَ إِثْنَيْنْ مِنْ شِيعَتِنَا مُنَازَعَةً فَافْتَدِهِ مِنْ مَالِي. افْتَدِهِ, fida means ransom. Give compensation. Give compensation to one of them or even both of them if it takes. Then I will reimburse you for that. Because it is important to have a peaceful society. Society based on love, mutual respect, mutual appreciation. This is the beauty of this life. The beauty of this life does not lie in having good food, good drink, good house, but then I don't speak to my brothers. I don't speak to my cousins. I don't speak to my friends. We don't have good relationship. This is not beautiful. We are not going to enjoy this life. You enjoy the life when you have good relationship. When you care for each other. When you respect each other. When you forgive each other. Life becomes beautiful. But if your relationship is strained, or people they don't respect, have you been to some places on earth? I've been to these places. People don't respect each other. Each and everyone is selfish. He cares about himself. If the bus comes, he wants to board number one. If the bus arrives, he wants to disembark number one. He wants to be the first in the line. He wants to have the best. This is not good. This is the life of animals. Animals, they race in the jungle just to prey on their food, to get some food. With disrespect to others, with disrespect to the environment around them. We are humans. Our values are more important than our food. We put values first. So be peacemaker. And one of the much needed tools to be a peacemaker is to cut the namima, tale-bearing. Namima means when you carry the bad news from one corner into another corner, from one house into another house, from one person to another person. This is namima, tale-bearing. If you want to be a peacemaker, bring good news, not bad news. Don't be like some people who are a specialist in spreading. He's a news agency for bad news. You wouldn't hear good news from that person, only bad news. If there is death, he's the first one to tell you. If there is accident, if there is fire, if there is divorce, if there is, you know, brawl, fighting, fist fighting somewhere, you hear it from him. They thrive on bad news. Don't do that. Keep the bad news away. Don't destroy your life and people's life. Bring happy news, good news. When there is wedding, speak about wedding. Birthday, baby shower, you know, these things. So, we should not allow those people who destroy and devastate human relationship to exist among ourselves. Don't listen to them. Don't listen. Don't even allow them to speak. Don't. Subversive people who destroy human relationships should not be given a chance even to speak. No room in the middle of my community, in the middle of my house, my family. And this is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says. Amir al-Mu'mineen has an advice to all of us. He says, لَا تَعْجَلَنَّ إِلَىٰ تَصْدِيقِ وَاشٍ. Do not hasten. تَعْجَلَنَّ means to hasten. To believe a tale bearer. Don't believe him immediately. Because this is a liar. Most of his news are corrupt. Most of his news, according to the president, they are fake news. Don't listen to him. لَا تَعْجَلَنَّ إِلَىٰ وَاشٍ. وَإِن تَشَبَّهَ بِالنَّاصِحِينَ. Even if he emulates and imitates the religious ones, the good ones, the noble ones, even if he looks good and he says, I'm religious, but don't believe him because he's a tale bearer. Don't listen to him because his motives are evil. He wants you to believe so he can destroy the relationship. So immediately you can judge that family and that person. Immediately you attack them back. Don't listen to that person. I conclude the first sermon with this story. The story, probably it's a fairy tale, I don't know. It's a story, it has a wisdom. It happened in primitive societies, villages, where there used to be slaves at that time. So they offered the slave in the market for a very, he was underpriced, cheap price. Someone came and he was interested in buying him. They told him, don't buy him. Though he has very cheap price tag, but he's dangerous. He said, why? He said, he's a tale bearer, namam. He said, I don't care. I need someone to serve me at home. So he purchased him. He was happy with this purchase. He took him home. And this namam, because he has a disease, he cannot rest, he cannot have a peaceful night, he cannot go to his bed peacefully unless he destroys some relationships among people. So he came to the wife of this man, This is his debut, first job, first appearance. He came to her, he said to her, listen, I think your husband, he doesn't love you. And he's planning to marry a second wife. She said, really? He said, yeah. Trust me. So she said, what's the solution? He said, the solution is simple. Your husband has a long beard. In the evening, you bring a blade, moose. So when he goes to sleep, go and cut some of his, you know, with the blade. And keep that few pieces of hair, keep it somewhere. This conspiracy is going to be diffused. He's not going to be able to marry that second lady. So she was naive. She believed in him. When the husband, and then before the husband goes to bed, he goes to him, he tells him, listen, your wife, she hates you. And if you don't believe me tonight, she's going to kill you and murder you. So pretend you are asleep and see what she's going to do. So he went to bed, he pretended that he sleep, he snored like many of us do, alhamdulillah. So she came carrying the blade, sharp blade. Slowly, slowly she came, she reached his neck here, all of a sudden he jumped. He thought she wants to murder him. So he catches her hand and then he puts the blade in the middle of her heart. Say salawat. Yeah, no problem. No, I'm kidding, Habib. This is murder. Don't do this to your wife, please. And put some air conditioning on. The discussion is being heated, so put the air condition on, please. Air condition. Yeah. So he killed her. And then her family, they knew she had a big family. It's a tribe, tribal society. They came and when they found their daughter being killed, they killed him. And two families, two tribes, a war erupted between two tribes because of a single tail bearer. The Quran says, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. When someone immoral, indecent, liar, wicked, he brings piece of news, be careful. فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون صدق الله العلي العظيم. America today is roiled in an ongoing discussion about gun violence that is taking the lives of many innocent men, women, young, old, throughout the nation. A report says that in the last 2 years, in the whole world, the entire world, there were 18 incidents of gun shooting in the whole world. The same amount that happened in just last 2 months in America. 18 times. The last 2 months in America. And this is something very serious. Parents, when they send their kids to school, they are very worried about their safety and security. Very concerned. This is their top concern. How I can have my son back home safe? Would he make it today back home or not? And this is a very legitimate concern. If you ask the administration was saying that we have to arm the teachers. Arming the teachers is not a solution. Maybe it works in some incidents, but this is not a permanent and radical and fundamental solution to give arms to the teachers and say, you can use it too. How if the teacher becomes cuckoo one day? You know, he becomes angry at some of the students who are rude to him. He will use that gun against them. But that is not the solution. The solution, number one, immediate solutions, campuses, schools, universities, churches, everywhere has to be gun-free zone. Nobody should be allowed to carry gun into these facilities. And they have to have tough professional security protecting these facilities. And the real solution is to have gun reforms and gun control in this nation. In this nation, in some of the states and areas in America, a boy of 18 years old can go and purchase a military assault rifle, which is used in the battlefield. He can easily obtain it here in America. This is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. If you allow someone who's 18, only 18 in some states, and others could be 21, to obtain gun. And military gear style, things that are used in the battlefield with enemies, they could be purchased here in this country. This has to be controlled. In a country where they spend most of their budget, my friends, over $600 billion a year on defense, on war. Almost $2 billion a day being spent on defense. The war budget. This is very alarming. This is not healthy. When a nation uses most of their resources on war, on armies. It says that there is something wrong, not on education or healthcare, but on armies. This is very alarming. This has to be dealt with. This is the cause. When we have Hollywood produces many, I don't know how many exactly, but many, I know many. Many movies that are based on promoting violence. Violence among even children. Violence between parents and their children. Even the games nowadays are based on violence. Just kill, just go, invade, destroy. Every day we have super something. When I was a kid, we had only one super, Superman, that one. Now, mashallah, many supers. All of them are supers. And they always invade, they always kill. This is not good. You are teaching those kids violence from day one. We have to make it harder for people to purchase guns in this country. This is the solution. Not to arm the teachers and send more guns and produce more guns. This is not the solution. And also we need to address the mental health issue in this country. Many families, many young ones, they suffer from mental health. We have to address this. We have to cure it. We have to find a solution to this. We need counselors. We need medicine. Some people are reluctant to go. You have to find them. Because this is also, it could be a source of danger to the society. This family who sponsored this guy, what's his name, Cruz something, Nicholas Cruz, they said we didn't notice anything with him. They did not notice, but others noticed. There were many red flags, even with the FBI, but they didn't take that serious. We have to take these signs serious. In a country where substance abuse is widespread, drugs are now becoming legal, alcohol is legal, smoking is legal, guns are legal. What do you expect? What do you expect to happen? Definitely you expect a rise in gun violence. Definitely. We have to address these issues. And last but not least, the role of the family is absent. We need more tarbiyah. We need more care of the young generation. We need to teach them the principle of humanity, that the human life is sacred. The human life is important. They have to realize that from a young age, they should not hurt anyone. If you inculcate these principles in their minds when they are young, then they will appreciate the human life. But if you abandon them, if you leave them, they use vulgar language and it is okay. Can you tell me of a movie today in America where the vulgar language is not used in it? Very rarely, maybe 1%, 2%. Most of them, they use this vulgar language. Most of them, they promote violence. Promote rebellion of the children against their parents. And children, they learn these. These are free lessons for them. Free lessons. This is the permanent solution to gun violence and to violence in America. We have to promote in America what America needs today is a president, administration, leaders, and people who promote peace and love and respect. Why should America send its troops to everywhere in the world? Whenever there is a fight between two families, they send their troops. Why? Who gave them this mandate? Who gave them this mandate to send your ships and your airplanes and your tanks and your troops to all corners of the world? And I wish they are really, you know, peacemakers. They are not peacemakers. They are not peacemakers. In Afghanistan, they invaded Afghanistan for so many years. Now the number of Taliban is on the rise in Afghanistan itself. Because you cannot create peace with gun, with force, with a brutal force. You can't. With invasion, you can't do that. You have to use your aql, your brain. I wish America, rather than sending troops, they send hospitals, schools, books, teachers, nurses to these countries. Medicine, food, not weapon. Look at what they are doing in Yemen. Saudi Arabia purchasing the Yemen today from America, tomorrow it is used in Yemen against civilians. And of course, when you don't care about other nations, when you go, they claim that we are going after ISIS, 10,000 miles away. You have ISIS within you. These are acts of terrorism when someone goes into a school and shoots 17 and kill them. He's not an ISIS mentality. He's not a terrorist. This is terrorism, terrorism, domestic terrorism. So don't go after that one 10,000 miles away and you leave the one who's in your backyard. Try to find a solution for your children, for your young ones, for the people of America. Try to cut back on military expenses and promote education. Promote dialogue, promote love and respect. And send people who really bring peace and find solutions for other nations. Not people who carry guns. People are tired of guns. They are tired. This is not a solution. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. My friends, there is a job fair on April 14th. You can find this, look at this flyer. You can find it outside, organized by Shia Muslim Council of Southern California, which is